Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Look out for a crash, Tonkin Highway at Guildford Road in Bayswater. The right lanes have been blocked in both directions and traffic is heavy in both directions in conjunction with the morning peak as well. And a truck broke down still, Kwinana Freeway northbound just after Berrigan Drive in South Lake. The left lane has been closed off by traffic management. Hopefully that should clear up very soon. Traffic is heavy back to Billy Drive. Couple of hotspots, Tonkin Highway both directions near Guildford Road, Bayswater, and Stirling Highway both directions at Stirling Road in Claremont. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you, Meldy.
Oh, yes. This music only means one thing. Oh, it's Blake Proud in the house!
What's up, guys?
Yay! So good to be back with our favourite foodie for 2022.
Do you know what? I didn't hear from you guys for a long time. I thought I wasn't coming back. I thought you'd given me the boot.
No, mate, we were on holidays. We don't talk to anyone on holidays.
It's like that whole first date thing. You don't text back straight away.
Treat them mean, keep them.
You have them on the radio show for a year. You don't text them back straight away.
You make them think about, am I coming back? Have I burnt it?
Well, it's only made me come up with an even more delicious dish now, just to really concrete my spot back in here.
Oh, fantastic.
It wasn't our plan, but I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dan will be devastated that he's not here. But
he will be.
He's out doing kindy run.
Man, that'll be me soon.
I know.
In 4 years, but that's pretty
still
soon.
That'll go like that.
It will.
You've been on this show for a year, so just do that 4 more times. And then you're there.
And we'll be ringing you, Blake, in the morning going, how's it going with the first drop-off?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but today, it's food time with Blake Proud.
It is.
How have you been over the summer and what's been cooking in your house?
You know, I've been lazy, just chilling out, enjoying some time, just relaxing. So. Yep. I've simplified a lot of recipes and obviously everyone knows I love my garden. And this is the time of year to get all the great food and vegetables and herbs out of the garden if they've survived the 40-degree days, that is.
Yes, I was almost going to introduce you as Colin, the gardener, because we were just talking off air about how my herbs are dead.
Yeah.
The garden is a good thing to have at the moment.
It is, yeah. Lots of food shortages out there, so never a better time to get in the garden and grow your own produce.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, I can see what you brought in. We're going to be sharing.
Before we get to that, actually.
What's going on?
I do wonder with Blake, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Over the summer, we haven't spoken to you for, probably 2 months? Do you have one knocked out of the park food recipe that you made over the summer? It's a good time for it.
Definitely the porchetta. The rolled pork belly.
Oh, I saw that.
So that was, really had like a traditional Christmas food in our family, but I think now I've got one. So this is going to be my thing every year, the whole pork belly. I ended up getting two. I had one piece of pork belly that was like, it was the whole side, so it was 7.5 kilos.
Wow.
It was huge. It was absolutely enormous.
Wow. I love starting traditions. That's a great thing to start. Traditions, especially, in your family and everything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's very cool.
My family's just solidified a good Australia Day food tradition.
Mm.
It's barbecue, but it's butterfly lamb with my dad's special marinade on it.
I love lamb.
And he was so excited this year because he's found a new butcher, Jeff. And he was telling me about it. He went there. He's actually been going there for about the last year, but this is the first time he's gone to them for the butterfly leg of lamb. And he went to them before and he said, can you do me this? They said, yeah, come back in a couple of days. We'll get one in for you. And he said, I watched the guy debone it. It's the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
They have sharp knives and the way they work them.
Wow.
He goes, he didn't leave a scrap of meat on the bone. He said, you want the bone for your dog? He goes, there's nothing on it. I don't have a dog. I don't even have a dog anymore, but there's nothing. What would I want the bone for?
The dog would just turn its nose up.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm burying that. There's nothing on it.
I really need to get into this butchery thing to really impress some people.
That's classic.
Well, as you said, shortages, but, summer, it's been hot and, delicious stuff with lots of fresh ingredients is what we're thinking about. So do you want to just say what you've got here and we'll come back and you'll tell us how you put it together?
Sure. So this is a very easy chicken soy stir fry. And then I call it lettuce noodles.
Oh, very interesting.
Just because the kids love that stuff.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll come back with Blake Proud soon with all the deets on chicken noodles, lettuce noodles.
Lettuce noodles.
Yes, it is a Tuesday morning, which means one thing. Blake Proud.
Blake Proud and the lettuce noodles.
Oh, lettuce noodles. This is an interesting concept. Now, this looks delicious, as always.
It is delicious, yeah. So this is something that we created over the holidays just with some stuff that was laying around. So it's really easy. A couple of ingredients, chuck it together. And we actually, I ate it so many times.
Really?
It was so good. And then we turned it into kind of like a San Choi Bao, so we'd use lettuce cups. I put it into sandwiches even.
Okay, so this could be really good for someone to take in their lunchbox or take for a lunch.
I think if my mum served this in my lunchbox as a kid, or a dad. Dad's cooking these days. I would be stoked. I would be so happy.
All right, so tell us, what is this and how did you make it?
So this is diced chicken thigh.
Yep.
So you get that out. You mix it with a couple of cloves of minced garlic and ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And you can let that sit for a little bit longer if you want the flavour to really permeate through. But I just kind of chuck it straight into the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Cook that down. You'll get a lot of the liquid will come out of the chicken. So you want to cook it until that's completely evaporated.
Okay.
And then you add in a couple of tablespoons of ketchup manis, which is like a sweet, thick soy sauce.
Yes, sweet soy.
A tablespoon of soy sauce. I use the gluten-free, low-sodium soy sauce.
Yep.
A tablespoon of tomato paste.
Oh.
And then you just give that a stir and you'll get a lot more liquid kind of come out and just cook that down until it starts to get nice and caramelized. And then just let, once that's done, that's the chicken cooked. You just let it kind of cool down a little bit. And then I toss through about 1/4 cup of chopped spring onion. And 1/4 cup of basil leaves and 2 tablespoons of black sesame seeds and serve that on a bed of lettuce noodles, which is just shredded lettuce. But kids, like, it's fun. Like, if it's noodles, you know, it's fun. If it's just, hey, it's on a bed of lettuce, the kids will be like,
I don't like lettuce. You know? Like, but if it's noodles, well, noodles are good.
Yeah. Noodles are great.
Noodles are great. All right. So just fancy up the name. Make it sound interesting.
So have you named it? Have you called it something, this dish?
I call it Blake's Super Quick. I sent Lee on the recipe. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
5-minute chicken stir fry with lettuce noodles or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's certainly...
Greatest ever, world's most amazing 5-minute.
Yeah. And what's great? What's great is that there's no like noodles as or rice or anything like that. So, yeah, if you're wanting something that's a little bit healthy,
so I was
a bit
on
lighter,
a bit of a health kick trying to, like, you know, combat all the debaucherous, naughty food that I ate over Christmas. So, Cut the noodles out.
All right.
Be a little bit healthy.
And this is a bit of mayo over the top, like a bit
just
of
Just a bit
cubie.
Of cubie mayo, which is so good. Great on everything. Let's
it
face
is great.
It.
Great, yeah.
That's right. So good.
I'm going to try
it. I just went straight in there because I'm not it's the good. Sort to wait. And it's just sitting there, you know? Yeah. Someone's got to eat it. That's really good. It's got a really good, like, savoury, like, I don't even know how
so the
to
lettuce
say
is good because lettuce adds a bit of texture
I know it's
as
chicken
well.
Chicken
curse. Nice and crunchy lettuce.
Yeah. And it's like, it feels fresh.
It does feel fresh.
Obviously, because it's lettuce. As Kirsty would tell me.
What I like is that you know, the ketchup manis or whatever, it's got a bit of sweetness, so it's gone really sort of caramelised.
Yeah.
Like the chicken.
So you can leave it cooked down in the pan and it gets a little bit crispier and, you know, everyone's got their sort of perfect spot, how they want their chicken cooked, whether it's really crispy and fried right down or...
Medium rare for me.
Medium rare?
No.
Don't have medium rare
chicken.
Do
not cook chicken medium rare. That's actually funny you say that because I always joke with Ella when I'm cooking chicken. I'm like, here you go, babe. Here's your chicken. Medium rare, just like you like it.
Just like,
thank
stop
you.
It.
Yeah, stop it.
Oh, so delicious. And this will be good hot or cold.
Yeah, so fresh, just off the pan. You can do it with the lettuce. You just got to serve it up real quick and get stuck into it. So you can do it that way and have it piping hot. And the lettuce actually surprisingly has so much moisture in it that it doesn't wilt as quick as what you think it will.
Right.
It actually holds its crispiness quite well. But yeah, even cold in a lunchbox the next day, you can mix all that up and then put it into a sandwich. And have
I was going to say, a wrap. You could put it in a wrap and it would be really good.
Yeah.
It's almost like an Asian sort of wrap, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could unshred the lettuce, stick it back together again, and have like a San Choi Bao.
Well, that's what he was doing. Yeah, you can wrap it in the lettuce.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love this, and we obviously will have
a bit more.
Yeah, go on.
It's seriously so easy to cook. And you could even probably pre-batch the chicken with the ginger and the garlic and just freeze it in batches. So when you want to cook it, just thaw it out, toss it in the pan, mix your sauces in,
and
away you go.
It's all about convenience. It's all about doing nice, quick, easy, fresh, healthy meals.
Yep.
I love this.
Maximum flavour, minimum ingredients.
Awesome job as per usual, Blake.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much. We will put it up on the website. And yeah, thanks so much, mate. We'll look forward to catching up. Dan will be very devastated he wasn't here this morning, but I'm sure he'll look forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
Have to make something special for Dan next week.
Let's not go overboard.
See ya. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.